There's a total of 40 meetings, including 11 specifically focused on tribal interests. And these meetings are conducted from Helena, Montana to New Orleans. Because what happens on the Missouri River and the Missouri River Basin affects several interests on the Mississippi, water supply, navigation, things like that.
So I understand some of the purposes would be probably number one, flood control, the water supply, how to navigate, recreation, water quality, that kind of thing, and then hydroelectric power possibly as well.
Oh, absolutely. The six dams on the Missouri River each produce hydroelectric power, and there are several of the Bureau of Reclamation projects do as well in Wyoming, Montana, several other places as well.
Let's talk about what happens at the public meeting. Someone comes and has some ideas, and I'm sure part of this is it's required that you have public meetings. But also public input is very important for these types of projects and maybe something that federal officials didn't think about.
Well, the whole point of the scoping meetings, that's what we're doing now, is to try to define what technical studies need to be done to help us provide the Congress with a report on whether changes to these authorized purposes are warranted. And that's what these meetings are about, to help us identify what our interests, concerns, wants, needs of individuals and organizations along the river.
I would imagine that there's probably a heightened interest in especially the flooding portion discussion.
We want to hear about people's concerns about flood control. That's already an authorized purpose, and if there are suggestions on how it would change, we're certainly open to that. Our major emphasis is that not on how the dams and reservoirs are operated, but for what. There may be new purposes not envisioned back in the 40s when the plan was put forward. There may be people who are interested in maybe rank ordering priorities, that right now there is no particular priority list, even though I think most people would agree that flood control is the primary interest. But if you look at the cost of energy these days and the air pollution component for so many other ways that power is generated, that hydropower is very inexpensive and is very clean, and maybe there would be a priority established for producing hydroelectric power. As many electrons as you could make. And so that would have an impact on the other purposes.